that powerful. I think Brian Kemp is going to beat Stacey Abrams so bad that Herschel Walker is also going to benefit from Kemp's dominance and will beat the Reverend Raphael Warnock. And that's the underlying story there. They're not only nervous, Buck, about Stacey Abrams. They're nervous because they are starting to see the tea leaves. The last two polls that have come out have shown Herschel Walker in the lead.
And, you know, Clay, we got that great pickup, meaning a radio station now is going to be running the show in Reno as of yesterday. We gave them a shout-out. Welcome to that whole audience, and we thank the station for putting us on. Nevada, critical Senate race out there that's not really getting the headlines right now, but Adam Laxalt, a very solid candidate, a very smart guy, is running out there, and we should get him on the show too. So because we want the people in Nevada to hear it, what the choice really is. Because if they're reading the, I don't know, I don't even know what the papers are. You know, the Las Vegas, is it the Las Vegas Tribune or something?
Courier Journal, I think the Las Vegas Courier Journal.
Probably,
if I'm not mistaken.
Knows?
They are the state that is most likely to flip from blue to red. I think in terms of one that hasn't traditionally done it in 2024, the governor's race out there and the Senate race.
Yeah, and we all, our listeners are the force multipliers of truth.
Amen.
They hear it here. They hear from us. They hear from the candidates that they can go out, tell their neighbors, their colleagues, their friends, hey, we don't want our state to get California'd, so let's actually make the right decision this election.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. On the front lines of truth.
Bloomberg News posted a story recently which got zero attention, but it's worth your attention. The U.S. just produced its lowest corn crop since 2019. Why does this matter? In simple terms, corn is the key to the global food supply. And if you've ever been through a weather-related disaster, you've seen how everything from gas stations to grocery stores can shut down. Now imagine that on a national scale.
My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency food company. They brought back their pre-pandemic pricing so you can stock up today, and we've certainly made that purchase at my home.
Go to preparewithclayandbuck.com and save $250 on every three-month food kit you buy. That's almost 30% off. Each kit feeds one person for 3 months and provides 2,000 calories a day with breakfast, lunch, dinners, drinks, and even snacks.
Go to preparewithclayandbuck.com and save $250 today. That's preparewithclayandbuck.com. In a world full of takers, Pure Talk wants to give you something. That's right. Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, they're takers. They take way too much of your money every month for way more data than you're ever going to need.
Pure Talk is the honest cell phone company who gives you choices. Only pay for the data you need. And that's how the average family saves over $75 every single month.
With Pure Talk, it's easy to find the right plan for you and your family. Unlimited talk, text, and choose from data plans from 2 gigs per month to unlimited with a mobile hotspot, all on America's most reliable 5G network.
This month, when you switch to Pure Talk, you pay for month one, and Pure Talk will give you month two for free. So do this. Dial #250 and say Clay and Buck to switch your coverage and get your second month free. Dial #250, say the keywords Clay and Buck to switch to Pure Talk, save some money. Pure Talk, simply smarter wireless.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's trillions in liberal, reckless spending, inflation through the roof, and higher prices on groceries, gas, and housing are all costing Nevada families plenty. And so is Catherine Cortez Masto. Costly Catherine Cortez Masto just helped Pelosi and Biden pass hundreds of billions in new taxes, including $20 billion in higher taxes on low and middle-income Americans. Even people making as little as $10,000 a year will face higher taxes. Costly Catherine's taxes will cost working Nevadans a lot. And Costly Catherine's taxes will devastate Nevada manufacturing and small businesses and increase prices even more and threaten jobs in Nevada. In these critical economic conditions, Nevada just can't afford Costly Catherine Cortez Masto crushing Nevada families with costly taxes and crazy spending. Say no to Costly Catherine Cortez Masto. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Russian President Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping are to meet in Uzbekistan next week.
Although a summit could see another step in warming ties between two powers that are increasingly facing off against the West, the meeting at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, a political, economic and security forum that China and Russia dominate, comes at a delicate time for both leaders. Putin's dealing with the economic and political fallout of his war in Ukraine that's left Russia isolated. Xi, meanwhile, is facing a slowing economy as he seeks a third five-year term as Communist Party leader. While he's expected to secure it, that would represent a break with precedent. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at townhall.com, a shark has killed a U.S. tourist in the Bahamas. Rita Foley reports.
The 58-year-old woman from Pennsylvania had been sailing on the Royal Caribbean International ship Harmony of the Seas, which left Florida on Sunday on a seven-night cruise. The company says she joined a shore excursion and was snorkeling in a popular spot near Green Cay in the northern Bahamas when a shark attacked her, say authorities. She was taken to a hospital where she died. A shark expert in Florida says most species in the Bahamas ignore human beings, except for bull sharks and tiger sharks, which he says can get very large and eat big prey. He says overall, shark attacks remain rare. I'm Rita Foley.
Hurricane Kay gaining strength in the Pacific and has begun lashing Mexico's Baja California Peninsula with rain. Sustained winds rising to 100 miles per hour. Hurricane warning issued for a sparsely populated stretch of the peninsula around Bahia Ascension. The Dow ahead 469 points. The S&P 500 is up 72. More at townhall.com.
If you or a family member lived or worked at the Camp Lejeune military base from 1953 to 1987 and developed health issues that required hospitalization or extended treatment as a result of drinking toxic water on base, then you may be eligible to file a claim. Call BD Law Group now at 800-292-2972 to see if you qualify for compensation. Those who lived and worked at Camp Lejeune have shown an increased risk for several types of cancers and other serious illnesses. Female infertility, leukemia, kidney cancer, birth defects, lung cancer. Veterans, their families, military personnel, and civilian workers, call BD Law Group now at 800-292-2972 to see if you or your loved ones qualify for compensation. BD Law Group will never collect any fees unless we win compensation in your case. Call BD Law Group now at 800-292-2972. Call 800-292-2972.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious. Right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. sampetersforcongress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Authorities served search warrants early this morning in connection with the slaying of a Las Vegas Review-Journal investigative reporter, Jeff Gurman, according to Las Vegas police. About 7 o'clock this morning, reporters observed uniformed officers and police vehicles outside the home of Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis, who's been the focus of recent reporting by Gurman. Authorities also taped off a section around Tellis' home. Shortly before 9 o'clock this morning, police said that they were serving search warrants in the 7200 block of Bronze Circle. That's where the killing occurred. The police said in the statement no further information will be provided at this time. But Gurman spent months reporting on the turmoil surrounding Robert Tellis' oversight of the office. The 45-year-old Democrat lost his re-election bid in the June primary after Gurman's findings were published. Gurman had recently filed public record requests for emails and text messages between Tellis and three other county officials, Assistant Public Administrator Rita Reed, Estate Coordinator Roberta Lee Kinnett, and Consultant Michael Murphy. That's all we have on the story right now. We'll have more, hopefully, later today.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, expect bumper-to-bumper flows right now on Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara, and it's pretty much that way all the way up to Tropicana on Interstate 15 southbound, so give yourself some extra time through there. Possibly because no HOV lane availability until the middle of the month.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local. Good to have you with us. There's a lot of breaking news going on. We're going to give it to you as best we can in due time. We're going to talk with some interesting people. We're going to celebrate the Aces. They're moving into the WNBA Finals. All in all, pretty darn good day. And it's a great way to begin the show with people that know what they're talking about. And Keith Skipper does. He is the Republican National Committee National Director of Regional Communications, and he joins us. Keith, how you been, sir? How was your holiday?
Oh, Kevin, it was great. I came back to Vegas over the weekend, and I got to enjoy the heat wave and swim in the pool, and just can't complain.
No, it just doesn't get any better than that. Throw another shrimp on the Barbie, and everybody has it. It's always, though, been odd to me that on Labor Day, everybody takes off. Everybody doesn't work.
I know. So you're celebrating hard work by taking the day off. There's some irony in that, that's for sure.
I end up doing what I call the HIB, the Holiday Information Bubble. And I try to stay as far away from Fox News and CNN and NBC News as I possibly can. But then you got to get back to work on Tuesday, which is what we did yesterday. We are now at 62 days and counting to Election Day. Can you give me your sense of the kind of the state of the state report, just 62 days away from Election Day?
Sure, yeah. And look, I mean, for us that work on campaigns and you know, are in the trenches and day in, day out to get folks elected in November, you know, the day after Labor Day really kicks off, you know, the final sprint, you know, in some people's eyes, for the voters that are going to decide these elections, the swing voters, this is when the election really starts for them. And for Republicans, we couldn't be in a better position. You know, we have a very unpopular president who inherited an economy in recovery and turned it into an economy in recession. And, you know, we are full speed ahead. We have fantastic candidates from Adam Laxalt to Joe Lombardo to April Becker running against Susie Lee and Sam Peters against Stephen Horsford and, of course, Mark Robertson against Dina Titus. We have fantastic candidates. We have a great ticket. You know, we're going to spend the next, you know, 60-plus days talking to folks about you know, how are they doing in this, in this, you know, Democrat rule, you know, era that we are in? And are they better off today than they were 2 years ago? Are they better off today than they were 4 years ago? I think the answer is a resounding no. And we're going to be making the case that if that, you know, if that is your situation, be sure to turn out and vote here by November 8th. But of course, you know, early voting starts in just a few weeks. Ballots will be mailed even sooner. Get out and vote. Vote early. And make sure that we send Steve Sisolak packing and we bring Catherine Cortez Masto home for good. And same with the three Democrats in the House. And we elect a conservative majority in the legislature so we can do some great reform and changes that are, well, you know, much needed in this state.
Let me just ask you, because messaging is important. I'm a big messaging guy. Should that be the message for every candidate? And I don't care whether it's the top of the ticket, bottom of the ticket, or somewhere in between. The things you mentioned, are you better off now than you were 2 years ago, blah, 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 blah. Is that the kind of message that we need to be sending out with all of our candidates? And are we fairly disciplined as a state in how we do that?
We are actually very disciplined. We have candidates that are very on message, and they're talking about the issues that people truly care about. Well, meanwhile, what are Democrats running on? They're running on January 6th, the past. Here in Nevada, I have not talked to a voter that is concerned or voting because of January 6th. They're talking about abortion, despite the fact that voters codified abortion access in the law. I think Democrats are looking more and more out of touch. We certainly need to be talking about, you know, are we better off? But we can get specific. We can talk about, you know, there's new reports coming out showing that that the data is showing that our children that were held out of schools for a year are far behind where they need to be. And what are Democrats doing? Are they investing money and trying to get our kids caught up? No, they're investing money so that we can pay off Harvard graduates' student loan debt. You know, for Nevada, a state where it's one of the, you know, has one of the smaller populations when it comes to folks that have a college education, you know, that's going to be something that really resonates with them. You know, the folks, our tip workers who, you know, under this administration are seeing higher taxes on their tips, you know, they're paying more while also paying off the student loan debt for all these folks. And that's the kind of stuff that we need to be talking about, that Democrats in this state have catered to coastal elites, you know, the California left and the New York cities and, you know, they, the Washington, D.C. folks, I mean, they're better represent those communities far greater than they represent Nevada. And that's what we need to talk about. And we need to talk about, you know, that Governor Sisolak during COVID, he, you know, killed 95,000 small businesses. He kept our kids out of school. Meanwhile, he made sure to take care of the kids of his own donors by giving them a COVID testing contract that turned out was 96% of the tests were failures and people died because of it. But you know who got rich? The kids of the governor's donor. Meanwhile, we also, you know, suffered under his rule during that time. Those are the kind of things that I think are going to resonate real well and that our candidates are talking about every day and what I think is going to be is going to propel us to victory here in just less than 2 months.
Indeed, 62 days to Election Day. We'll talk about early voting in just a couple of minutes. But again, Keith Skipper joining us, RNC National Director of Regional Communications. And I've got to ask you about this large voting group. It's independents, it's unaffiliated voters, and they are going to be critical. My question to you, and again, this goes kind of back to messaging, is this the sort of messaging that we should be using with them, or do we need a special language just for the independents, just for Democrats that might cross over?
No, I think independents, they're independents because they've got a lot going on. You know, they're not like you and I who are just paying attention to politics every day, every minute of every day. They're the ones that are, you know, driving their kids to soccer practice instead of watching Tucker. Or, you know, they're the ones that are, they have birthday parties for the kids on the weekends, and you know they're not the ones going and help, you know, setting up phone banks or knocking on doors. They're just now starting to engage. But think about this: they're the ones that are paying more money and gas. You know, I just filled up my tank yesterday. Biden keeps on talking about how gas is coming down, gas is coming down. I still paid $4.95 for a gallon of gas yesterday. And the, you know, independent voters are the ones that they're independent because they are going to vote by they're going to vote for their future. And right now, the future is bleak under Joe Biden and Kathy Cortez Masto and Steve Sisolak's world. And so this is the perfect message for independent voters. And I think it's a perfect message for those kind of those soft Democrats who don't always vote Democrat or willing to vote for Republican if the Republican has a good message. It works for them. And, of course, our voters are very fired up over this. You know, we are in the best position that we've been in since I've been in Nevada to really make some change and elect some strong conservative leadership from the top of the ticket to the bottom of the ticket. And we're not going to get the change that we all need and all want unless we make sure that we turn out to vote and we and share, you know, are you mad that you just paid, you know, $60 to fill up your tank when it cost you, you know, $40 just a year and a half ago? You need to vote. And those are the things that we're going to continue to talk to folks on their doorstep, on phones, on text. You know, we have 62 days to get this job done, and that's all we're going to be talking about.
Keith, I got to ask you because, and I know this may get us too deep in the weeds, but I think people would be interested in knowing what kind of technology do you have at your fingertips where you can identify a house on a block and say, that's an independent voter, that's a Democrat, to where you can literally knock on the doors of the people that you need to knock on the doors with. What kind of technology do you have out there? And it's more than just carrying a clipboard, right?
Oh, yeah, we don't carry clipboards anymore. When I first started, we were carrying clipboards, and you were filling out bubble sheets, and in the middle of the night, you were scanning them in. It's not like that anymore. It's all at the power of your phone. I mean, you pull out your phone, you open up our app, and we know exactly who is at this behind this door and what issues they matter to them. And that's really because, you know, the RNC, our job is to provide the infrastructure for campaigns. It's to provide these things like the apps, but it's also to provide the data so that we know what drives these voters. And this is an investment that we made over the years, over $300 million we've pumped into our data program. We have the most sophisticated data in all of politics. And it's because we want to know exactly who these voters are. We want to know exactly what voters we need to talk to and how we can engage them in a way that turns them out to vote for Republicans. And so, like I said, we have this, if you're out on the door and you're volunteering for us to hit doors, you pull out your phone, we put you on the app, we get you the username to log in, and we give you a walkbook, and we give you all that information on the voters that we send you out to talk to. But the beautiful thing is, like I said, when I first started in this business, you had to go into an office if you wanted to make phone calls, and you had to sit at this VoIP line, and they just kept calling and calling and calling. And it was really, it was time extensive. You had to take the time to drive to the office, take the time to drive home. Now, that same cell phone, that same app, we provide the capability where you can make phone calls from your cell phone from the comfort of your own home. So you can go out, if you are really passionate about this election, you can be hitting doors during the day, go home, pull out that same app, you can start making phone calls that night. We've come light years from where we were not only 10 years ago, but really 4 or 5 years ago. The technology has really, really put us in a position where, we can be contacting voters and talking to them at any time, any place about what matters to them. And it gives us a great advantage on the Democrats who, I see a lot of Democrats posting photos of them out with clipboards. They're still doing clipboards in a lot of Democrat campaigns. That is some dinosaur stuff compared to what we're doing.
I want to. We'll talk about how people can actually get involved in just a couple of minutes. But I do want to ask you one question about money. Now, it's not scientific. It really, honestly, isn't. But when I watch cable news, I've seen a lot of pro Kathryn Cortez Masto, anti Adam Laxalt ads. I've seen the anti Sheriff Joe ads. Pro-abortion ads, there are tons of them. Will we be able to, in these final 62 days, will we be able to match the Democrats and their dark money that is coming into this state by the boatload?
Yeah, I mean, there's some sick irony in that Democrats want to talk about how we are the party of big money when, we all see the ads. Those ads aren't free. They obviously have a ton of money. They have, they've for cycles now had much more than us. But with that said, we have candidates that are going to be very well funded, both from outside efforts and their own campaigns. And we should not worry about that. But if it is a concern, you should give to Adam Laxalt and Joe Lombardo and April Becker and Sam Peters and Mark Robertson. You should donate whatever you can and help them make sure that they are able to get their message out. Because, again, those TV ads aren't free. You know, as much as, you know, we'd love that we could just get some free air time. You know, we live in a day and age where we make money. Everybody's got to make money. The TV stations have to make money. They're not free. And so if people are able to have the means, look, I know inflation is hurting everybody. It's particularly hurting folks that are, you know, more on fixed incomes. So if you can't give, donate your time, make the phone calls, hit the doors. But if you have, you know, spare $5 to give, give to a campaign. It goes a long, long way. And so please, like, if you have the capability and the means, please give those campaigns so we can make sure that they have every resource they need to get their message out and get their make their best case for voters in these final days.
I know the state party, the RNC, they are making time a thing that you can volunteer with. You can be a poll worker. You can be a poll watcher. Are we still doing classes? Are we still training folks to be poll watchers and that kind of thing?
We certainly are. Poll watchers, we are certainly recruiting now. Poll workers, you have to apply to your county where you live. We certainly are. If you want to be a poll worker, please reach out to us, and we will get you to where you need to be to get that application in. Takes, you know, Clark County's is a little bit longer. It's about 5 minutes, though. Do that application. You can become a poll worker, help administer this election. But we are still doing trainings all over the place on poll watching. And if you want to volunteer, and even if you don't want to volunteer to be a poll watcher, you just want to volunteer, you want to learn more about that app that I told you about on our cell phones and get out there and knock on doors or make phone calls, you need to go to NevadaGOP.org. There's a big, beautiful volunteer button right there in the middle of the page. Click that volunteer button. We work hand in glove with the state party. It's a fantastic partnership that has been this case for the last few cycles, and Chairman McDonald's been a fantastic chairman to work with. So go on their website, you hit that big, beautiful volunteer button, you fill out your information, someone from our team will reach out to you, bring you in, get you involved. If you want to be a poll watcher, we'll get you into poll watching training. If you want to hit doors, we'll get you into that training, and it's all hands on deck. Like you said, we got 62 days. Kevin, you and I have been talking about November 8th, 2022 for a year and a half now, and we are 62 days. It's crazy. Time is running out. Be sure to volunteer. Don't wake up, don't go into Thanksgiving and having to admit to your family that you could have done more on Election Day and that you should have done more. Go in to Thanksgiving saying, I did everything I could just a few weeks ago to make sure that we got the victories we got. And you can do that by going to NevadaGOP.org. Filling out the volunteer form will get you looped in and get you to where you want to go to get you trained up.
Hey, Keith, keep fighting the good fight. See if you can stay cool in the process, okay?
I certainly will. You too, Kevin.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Keith Skipper, Republican National Committee, National Director of Regional Communications. And I got a text just a few minutes ago from the chairman, Michael McDonald, who was all thumbs up about having Keith Skipper on. He's a good guy, and he knows what he's talking about. I love that about Keith Skipper. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. It is 62 days to Election Day on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize.